This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1431. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded October 22nd, lots of new season B08 schedules, Radio Australia program cuts, Beijing frequencies go silent, Voice of Indonesia, much improved, back on 9526. Mary the Yucatan is back on 49 meters. KTMI Oregon still under construction, why WRNO has been missing, and the propagation outlook. Lots of shortwave schedule changes are taking place. First, note well that from the first Sunday in November on the 2nd, all hour times on U.S. shortwave stations will move one UT hour later. That's when North America goes off daylight shifting time a week later than Europe, causing another week of confusion. As far as I know, we'll be on the same frequencies, but one UT hour later and within North America, where DST has been observed, we will seem to be at the same local time. More importantly, the last Sunday in October is when the B08 season begins for international shortwave broadcasting. Many stations make frequency changes and or time changes as well, and we'll get to as many of those as we can during this program. In late October, we've been enjoying improved reception from Radio Seoul. The service for Afghanistan broadcast via UK and under the auspices of some U.S. intelligence or PSYOPS agency, which just plays the same music over and over every day. Well, they were for over a year, and I do mean the same, exactly the same selections and exactly the same technical defects every day at the same time. Notably, a skipping or sticking CD at 1346 UT on 17700 kilohertz. However, as of October 21st, we're hearing something else. Familiar music, but no longer exactly the same music. This transmission has been from 12 to 18 UT in the A season. In the B season, it usually switches to 15265, but for only 3 hours at 12 to 15 UT. However, so far, that has been unconfirmed. Here's the new English schedule for Radio Tirana, Albania for B08, and there have been some last-minute changes from the tentative schedule you may have heard about previously. English broadcasts are 6 days a week, except Sunday at 15:30 to 16 on 13720, 1945 to 20 on 11645 and 7465, 21 to 21:30 on 9345 and 7510. The earlier ones are for Europe as well as North America, and the remainder intended for North America only in our evenings, UT Tuesdays through Sundays. A quarter hour at 0130 on 9345, at 0245 on 7390, half an hour at 0330 on 6110, and 0430 on 6100. Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, as we told you, returned to the air earlier in October after about a sesquimonth off shortwave, but they furthermore had to make time changes because Argentina went on summertime October 19th. So as happened a year ago, all the RAI external service programs, as strange as it may seem, have shifted one UT hour earlier. That means English to Europe, Monday through Friday, only at 17 UT on 15345 variable, and in North America, UT Tuesday through Saturday at 0100 instead of 0200 on 11711 variable, slightly below that frequency, but considerably above 11710. And this should last until the middle of March, unless they change their minds. Some ABC flagship radio shows have been axed in Australia, namely on Radio National, according to a story in the Sydney Morning Herald of October 15th via Mike Terry. This is of interest abroad because many Radio National programs are also broadcast by Radio Australia, and among those which are missing from the new lineup are the Religion Report, the Media Report, the Sports Factor, Radio I, a long-running documentary series, In Conversation, Street Stories, and the five-minute opinion pieces called Perspective, and another religious program called The Ark. This came from a look at their 2009 program lineup, so some of these programs may still be on the air a while longer, and to go with it, a number of jobs are being cut as well. The B08 schedule from Austria shows OE1 still broadcasting to North America at midnight 30 to O1UT on 7325, and the semi-hour before that to South America. Also, the relay via Canada will remain, but making its usual time and frequency shift, 16 to 17UT on 13675. And presumably there will still be some English mixed in with German, if not Spanish. Thanks to Andreas Volk and Wolfgang Büschel, WWDXC, for that schedule. On October 17th, I found that Voice of Biafra International had reverted to its summer frequency. That's the weekly Friday-only broadcast, mostly in English but also in Igbo, via WHRI. During September, and I guess part of October, it was on 17650, but now it's back on 15280, as I confirmed by monitoring. Well, at least for a while. In the B08 season, it's supposedly moving again to 15665. But I'll believe it if and when I hear it. Chuck Boland in Florida has been hearing a Bolivian, perhaps reactivated, at least not reported recently, Radio Fides in the mornings on 6155.25, varying to 0.30. Heard as early as 0912 UT. But the programming is different than it used to be. Now it seems to be mostly political talk instead of easy listening music. Well, it is run by the Catholic Church, and there's certainly a lot of political strife in Bolivia, perhaps accounting for what the station sounds like now. On the other hand, the recently started Bolivian on 6075, Radio Calsachuncoca, as we've told you about before, Chuck says has been missing for a week as of October 22nd. In the Radio Escutas group, Edison Bacorni in Novo Hamburgo reports that Radio Cultura São Paulo has reappeared on 17815. Heard Saturday at 18:15 UT, October 18th. That's one to look for all around the world, although the power is very low. Here's Radio Bulgaria's new English schedule for B08. As always, their frequencies end in double zero, so I'll just express them in megahertz. To Western Europe at 0730 to 08 on 5.9 and 7.4. 12:30 to 13 on 11.7 and 15.7, 18:30 to 19 and 22 to 23 on 6.2 and 7.4, and North America, midnight to 01 and 03 to 04 on 5.9 and 7.4 megahertz. Radio Varna, the regional station in Bulgaria, which is on the air for only about 6 hours, starting on Sunday evening, remains on 6,000 kilohertz, despite Cuba and others being on the same frequency. The nominal schedule is 2230 until 0400. That's only in Bulgarian. Kai Ludwig points out that apparently in the new schedule, Bulgaria's shortwave high-power transmitters are running at reduced power. The 500 kilowatt transmitter at only 300, and the 250s at only 170. We also have some unfortunate obituaries to bring to your attention. Håkan Sundman from Finland reports to the NRC AM list that the person who signed verifications for CKSW 570 in Canada has been killed in a car accident, according to Simo Soininen. His name is Ken L. A. Burgess, and it seems to me I also recognize the name as having been a DXer as well. Hiroshi in Japan via S. Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle reports on October 21st that some of the CNR1 transmitters were missing that evening, including 4460, 5030, 5945, and a number of others in the 6, 7, 9, 11, 12, 15, and 17 megahertz bands. So something must really be going on at that Beijing transmitter site used for the domestic first program, but in the absence of those frequencies, some other stations can be heard notably on 5030, as I'll mention later. Of course, all this may be only temporary. When the 25-meter band is holding up late at night from Africa, Liz Cameron in Michigan and I have been hearing Radio Okapi, that's O-K-A-P-I, the Hirondelle Foundation service for the Congo DR, but transmitted from South Africa. It's at 04 to 06 UT on 11690. That continues in the new season, but their other transmission will change to 16 to 17 UT on 9635. The voice of Croatia is finally getting out of the 40-meter ham band. During the previous A season and for previous years, it's been on 7275, broadcasting to North and South America, even though that's technically not what they're supposed to be doing. That's an exclusive ham band. They pretended the target areas for these transmissions are Iceland and Australia. Well, now they're no longer pretending because they've moved to 7375. These are all via Vertachtel and now in Germany. In fact, they're three different transmitters with overlapping times to South and Central America and to North America East and West. Anyhow, they're now in the air all the way from 23 until 06 UT in the new season on 7375, mostly in Croatian, but with some segments in English and Spanish. After colliding with Spain for 6.5 months on 11680, Radio Vanacuba has finally shifted to 11690. It's supposedly on the air starting at midnight UT, but like the previous frequency, it seems to be starting as much as 1 hour earlier. The Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command usually takes a break on Monday mornings because Radio Marti also takes a break. That was not the case on October 20th when the jamming was still going on 7405 and 6030. That's usually our only chance to hear some other stations on that frequency. Here are the tentative new frequencies for Radio Cairo, Egypt, in English. Some of them are new. 1215 to 1330 on 17835, 16 to 18 on 12170, 19 to 2030 on 9310. And for Europe and North America, 2115 to 2245 on 6255, which they also used last winter, replacing 11550, which has been colliding all summer with WEWN. Then at 23 to midnight 30 UT to North America, 6850, I believe, will be the frequency far out of band. And the final broadcast, a sesquihour at 0200, also moves to 7535. Say goodbye to KWHR in Hawaii. It may be off the air already. It's hard to get specific info from World Harvest Radio. As we've reported, they've been transferring many of their broadcasts to the station they're purchasing on Palau, now known as T8WH. But in the B08 schedules from FCC, there are no listings at all for KWHR in Hawaii. Until October 14th, the Voice of Indonesia English broadcast at 13UT was on 11786, always encountering interference from several 11785 stations. But on October 15th, I was delighted to find they've moved back to their other frequency, although it's still 1 kilohertz off, 9526. Now, there is co-channel interference before 13 and after 1357, but during that 1 hour, there is no interference, or at least there has not been, so reception from Voices of Indonesia in English has been quite good here in Central North America. We hope that will continue to be the case in B08. During the 12 UT hour, it's been colliding with Poland via Germany, also in English. However, for the B08 season, that broadcast from Poland, as usual, moves 1 hour later to 13 UT, but to a different frequency, 9450, as well as 7325. This is World of Radio 1431. Check our website for much more, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Chuck Ermatinger. You may contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or by P-mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Thanks to Jai Saktivel in India, we have the new English schedule from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. These are broadcasts lasting almost 1 hour at 10:30 UT on 15460 and 17660. At 15:30 on 7330 and 6160. Both to South Asia, 19:30 to Europe and South Africa on 7260, 6010, 7320, 9855, and 11695. And I suspect one of those is a relay from Lithuania. Finally to North America at 0130, also known as the Voice of Justice, 6120 and 7160. The English broadcast from Radio Kuwait at 18 to 21 UT on 11990 had been missing in late September and early October, so I asked our monitors to check it out, and we're glad to say that it has returned, although it seems not to be on the air every day. Bob Thomas in Connecticut was hearing it October 15th, and he says a much better signal than before, and great modulation on the music. I mentioned earlier that the Beijing, China transmitter on 5030 had unexpectedly disappeared. Usually that frequency is mixing with RTM Malaysia Sarawak, and you can't really listen to either station. But now it's in the clear. I checked October 22nd at 13:30, and all I was hearing was what we like to call soft island vocal music, no doubt from Sarawak. However, there is, as usual, splash from Cuba on 5025. Chuck Boland in Florida reports that another Mexican shortwave station has appeared again, the one in Mérida, Yucatán, called relaying their local station, Candela FM. He heard it October 17th at 1000 UT on 6104.68. And there was a strong carrier before the hour, the broadcast beginning on the hour, with some music and talk. He did hear Mexico mentioned. Seemed to, however, drop off the air at 1010 UT, so somewhat irregular. Hans Johnson in Florida says he was also hearing it at 1115 UT, according to Cumbre DX, but very distorted in the AM mode. And Bob Wilker says it's heard all day with a distorted signal into various parts of Florida. He heard it also at 2315 UT. With some trepidation, I'm about to read the new schedule for Radio New Zealand International, B08. I say that because they often make changes or don't adhere to their schedule. It's 24 hours, but I'll just mention the start time for each frequency in the AM mode. 0459 on 11725, 659 on 9765, 1059, 13840, 1300, 6170, 1650, 9765, 1750, 11725, 1951, 17675, 2236 on 15720. Here's something else to look for from the T8WH transmitter on Palau, Democratic Voice of Burma. Schedule there at 13 to 14 UT on 11880. Via Carlos Gonçalves and Luis Carvalho in Portugal. New B08 schedule of RDP International from Portugal, in case you enjoy their wonderful music, even if you don't understand Portuguese. The North American frequencies are starting at 13 UT 15560, 17 17825, 19 12040. Now the exact length of time each of these stays on the air can vary, especially if they have sporting events. The 12:040 could last until midnight UT, in which case it would collide with HCJB in German after 22:30. And finally, on weekday evenings only, Tuesday through Saturday, midnight to 0300 UT on 9455. Via Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, Radio Slovakia International's new schedule. I'll pick out English, although he would prefer Spanish, I'm sure, at 0100 on 7230 and 9440, at 0700, 13715 and 15460, at 1730, 5915 and 6055, and at 1930, 5915 and 7345. Under the heading South Carolina None is Brother Scare. Some more changes there. Not that I recommend you listen to him, but to be aware of. WWRB has moved him down to 3270, reactivating that frequency in the evenings. Heard around 0230 UT, not sure of the exact span. He mentioned a few nights earlier that he'd be making that change. I suppose it replaces 5745. He's also on WBCQ. I compute a total of about 26 hours per week. Now on 9330, daily at 14 to 16 UT. He's on almost every evening for 1, 2, or 3 hours on 7415, except on UT Sundays. Furthermore, on Saturday, I heard a parallel frequency, 15420, Saturday morning, around 1400, although it collided with Deutsche Welle in Russian. Not sure if they'll keep doing that, although DW is moving. I suspected this was coming from frequency registrations or the lack of them, but on October 18th, George Wood began announcing on Radio Sweden that their English broadcast to North America would continue via Canada at 0230 and 0330 on 6010. What about the morning broadcasts? They're no longer mentioned. In fact, they are being canceled. No more Radio Sweden to be heard at breakfast time in North America on 15240, or the frequency they've been using lately, 11640. However, we can still try for broadcast aimed elsewhere in our mornings. Lots of luck at 1330 on 7465, 1430 on 9400, 1530 on 9360. Here's the Voice of Turkey English schedule for B08 at 1330 on 11735 and 12035. Same as last winter. Intended for Europe, that last one is. So it's also aimed at North America. Give it a try, 12035, although it replaces 15450, which has been working very well. At 1930 on 6050, 2130 on 7180, 2300 on 5960, at 0400 on 6020 to Western North America, 7240 to Asia, and they'll still be relayed via Sackville on 7325. All these times, you'll note, are one UT hour later than in the summer. Via DX Mix News Bulgaria, here's the new schedule for Radio Ukraine International in English. These also have shifted, as of October 26th, one UT hour later, to Europe at 0600 on 7440, 1000 and 1200 on 9950. At 2000 on 7510, at 2200 on 5830. To North America at 0100 and 0400 on 7440. The construction permit for a new shortwave station in Lebanon, Oregon, KTMI, expired October 3rd. It had several years to build it, and we're not aware of any progress at all. So I inquired of the FCC. They tell us that they talked with Mr. Robert Lund of KTMI and extended the time on the construction permit. Tom Polzin explained to Artie Bigley, "I only tell you what KTMI has told me regarding when or if they will be on the air. If there are compelling reasons why a granted application is not completed in the time period, the application period can be extended." Artie and I doubt it'll be on the air anytime soon, but they keep registering a frequency schedule, which I won't take time to give now, until we know it's likely to be in effect. Mark Bradshaw in Lenore, North Carolina, was hearing something unusual on 4440, a harmonic from an AM broadcast station with a country bluegrass format. He says he's been hearing it for a couple of weeks. Well, that would be the third harmonic of something on 1480. Then he was able to identify it as coming from WSRC in Fairbluff, North Carolina. It seems this happens when it's on its night facilities. He was not hearing it at 1149 UT. We've noted WRNO New Orleans missing lately from 7505. Ron Howard contacted their chief engineer, Larry Tom, and got this reply on October 21st. "We're currently off the air, but should be back soon. transmitter manufacturer Elcor is modifying the oscillator sections to give them more stability, and we're awaiting delivery of a vacuum variable capacitor for the final RF power output section. The transmitter was furnished with Jennings glass type vacuum variables. We changed out all but two for the ceramic type before going on the air, as they're more durable to high voltage arcing, etc., which all shortwave stations encounter. As luck would have it, the one that was not replaced caused a problem on 7505. We're working out the bugs that come along with a new transmitter. We hope to take care of most of the issues and cause us less downtime in the future. So look for WRNO on 7505 at least between 01 and 04 UT. Or maybe that too will shift one UT hour later from November. In the midnight UT hour, October 18th, I heard some spurs accompanying the WWRB transmitter on 5050. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, was also listening then and measured them on exactly 5034.26 and 5065.74. Overnight AM, a talk show resumed on WRMI October 16th. It had been on briefly in May, I believe it was, but now it's scheduled Monday through Friday from 21 to midnight UT on 9955, replacing quite a few World Radio Network relays, including from Ireland and Israel. That ended early on a Friday. Jeff White filled the time with an unexpected airing of World of Radio at 23:30. Sad news from KFI 640 Los Angeles. According to Scott Feibusch on the IRCA list, you may have had verification signed by their chief engineer, John Paoli, P-A-O-L-I. He collapsed and died en route to a Los Angeles emergency room. He took immense pride in shepherding the KFI Tower Rebuilding Project through all its many obstacles. I hope KFI dedicates the new tower to his memory. He deserves it. I believe I mentioned recently that One Africa, also known as CVC in Lusaka, Zambia, was putting a very good signal into North America on 13590. Their schedule changes, however, B08. It should be as follows: from 04 to 06 on 7160, 06 to 14 on 13590, 14 to 17 on 13650, and from 17 to 22 UT on 9420, which, unless something gives, will be colliding with Greece throughout those 5 hours. Radio Tanzania Zanzibar is again being reported on 11735 in Swahili, but most days with an English newscast from Spice FM at 18 UT. If you've had interference from Romania, that is gone in the B08 season. Media Network reports that SW Radio Africa for Zimbabwe is changing frequency 17 to 19 UT, 12035 moving to 11745, parallel 4880. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 21st. A and K indices peaking at 15 and 4 October 30th, 35 and 6 on November 7th, down to 5 and 2 in between. Solar flux inching up from 68 to 70 between November 4th and 12th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1431. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening, and tune in again next week.